But we're going to try to blues you anyway. We got a special treat before we bring Mr. King up. Let's make her feel welcome. It's a little cold out here, but let's make her feel warm anyway. A special surprise for you, Miss Erling Owen!
Your hands over it, it don't belong to you. Keep your hands over it, it don't belong to you. Well, it might or mine, no matter what you do. Lord, it does he belong to me? And nobody, he don't belong to you. Cause it might or might, no matter what you do. Ow! Oh, it's only the link, sweet as he can be. And nobody, cause he belong to me. And nobody, he don't belong to you. Well, in
Mama, give me my picture, woman. Hang it up in your frame. When I'm dead and gone, you can't remember me just the same. Yeah. You're so mean to me. You know I'll be good to you. I'll be kind as a man can be.
Thank you.
drummer's been expecting plays dedicated to all of the blues lovers out there. Do we have any blues lovers out there? I can't hear you. Do we have any blues lovers out there? Way on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move. Way on the outskirts of town. You know I don't want nobody always hanging around. Let me tell you, woman, when we move away from here, you won't need no ice, boy. I'm gonna buy you a pretty girl. Now when we move way on the outskirts of town, you know I don't want nobody always hanging around. It may be 20 women, 20 as can be. If we're having a little one, you know they all got the same and pick like me. Now would we move way on the outskirts of town? You know I don't want nobody always hanging around. If we're having a little one, you know they all got the same and pink like me. Now when we move, we're on the outskirts of town. You know I don't want nobody always hanging around. Appreciate you coming out here in all of this rain here. Thank you very kindly. Oh boy. Thank you. I love you too. All of you.
San Francisco too.
trouble. It's raining up in San Francisco too. This ain't so much. I don't know what the people are gonna do. James. He recorded this tune way back there yesteryear, and everybody loved it. And today, the younger people, they dig it. They don't quite understand it, but they know it's real blues. It's called The Sky's Crying. The sky's crying. Look at the people down the street. I've been waiting looking for my baby, and I wonder what can she be. I saw my baby one morning, and she was walking on down the street. I saw my baby one morning, and she was walking on down the street. You know, I hate this so bad. It made my poor heart skip a beat. I got a bad feeling. That baby don't love me no more, no. I got a real bad, bad feeling. That baby don't love me no more. You know the sky's crying, the tears rolling down.
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling. The baby don't love me no more. I got a real bad feeling. The baby don't love me no more. You know this guy's crying, yeah. The tears rolling down my nose. Anybody know anything about hitchhikers? some kind of hitchhiker. It gets so dark you can't see your hands before your eyes. And you hear all sorts of noises on the side of the road to try to scare you or frighten you, whatever you want to say. I said, well, that's all right. I'm going home to my main squeeze. Got way over there in the valley. Sometimes I came along and he saw my thumb up in the air. He pulled a big old truck over, you know. He said, where are you going, son? I said, I'm going home to my main squeeze. He said, climb in. I got in on the right bank. Well, one side. Kind of tired from a long walk. I'm getting a little shit out. And before I went to sleep, I could hear on the CB radio, break one night. And a guy way back there said, go ahead, break. He said, you got the bumper jumper back here. He said, pencil. You got the fender bender up here in the front door. He said, I'll keep the front door open if you keep the back door closed. He said, 44. So I'm going to this TK town and get me a cup of that 40-weight coffee with some cream in it. He said, Roger, I'll be right behind you. When they get to the exit, this truck with them big old air brakes waking me up. I raised up and looked around. While they're going in to get the coffee, I searched myself. I gonna get a quarter, a dime, and make a phone call and let her know that I was on my way. I placed a collect call all the way across the country. Pretty little voice came on. Hello. Said, that's my baby. Operator said, will you accept the collect call from Albert King out there in Texas somewhere? She said, yes. I got back with a big voice. I wanted to impress her, excite her, you know. I said, hello. She said, hello. I said, this is me and I'm coming home. She said, I'll be waiting. I said, what did you say? I heard it first, you know. She said, I'll be waiting. I said, I'll be there no sooner than this old bus runs. It wasn't no bus, it was a cattle truck. Showed up about 8 o'clock, we rolled in. I got my bag and made it on down to the pad. Didn't have no doorbell, you know. Had to knock on the door. Pretty little old thing came to the door and opened the door. She filled up like a cocoa bottle, bottom up, you know. And she had on one of them real thin things. What does that woman sleep in tonight? Huh? Who's that? No, the real short thing that ladies sleep in at night, what you call that? No. Who said it? You're right, son. You're right. It's the nakedest Jane. That's what it is. And she was standing way out up there, you know. She said, come on in. Do you want your breakfast? Do you want to... I don't know what's so funny to y'all. She was talking about cooked food, you know. She said, come on in. Do you want your breakfast or do you want to lie down? I said, I believe I want to lie down, right? We lied down for about 3 hours. She got up and went in the kitchen and started cooking some country ham you could smell all the way across town. And started making some cat heads. Anybody here know what cat heads is? Huh? What is cat head? Nobody knows. Oh, everybody out here have eaten some cat heads. Everybody have eaten some cat heads out here. Do you know, fellas? With the shades on right there. Do you know what cat head is? Well, I'll tell you. That's them biscuits. You know, them biscuits that women make? It's so good they had to give them a hell of a name. They call them cat head. And while she was doing that, I hit this dude.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.